isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. The next 28 minutes, stay tuned for Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program, showcasing music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but have a passion for Scottish poems set to music by Canadian bandleaders, and an enthusiasm for the music popular back when my parents were old enough to craft their first resolutions. This holiday is in fact thousands of years old. However, when the celebrations took place depended on religious beliefs, geography, and ironically, when in time. January became a contender when King Numa Pompilius introduced the month to the Roman calendar in honor of the god of beginnings and transitions, Janus. A few reforms here and there, particularly Julius Caesar, and finally Pope Gregory's calendar becomes a world civil standard by which Guy Lombardo knew when to hit the Roosevelt Hotel stage. Today, the celebrations are more rhapsodic, with libations aplenty and fireworks galore. But for many, it remains a holiday to reflect upon the past and ponder one's future. And in rock and rhythm, same could be said. Happy New Year's on this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review as we drop the ball with a group of revelers Dick Clark was too square to spin. Roy Milton and his Solid Senders, the Larks, Lightning Hopkins, the Cameos, Billy Ward and his Dominoes, the Orioles, the Creators, the Heartbeats, and Johnny Otis. An influential vocal group that in typical fashion shifted from sacred to secular, yet obtained sparse national attention even after a series of great records on Apollo. The Larks cut what would have been a fantastic seasonal single in 1951, but inexplicably, Apollo left it in the can. This side finds Alden Bunn, later known as Tar Heel Slim, on lead. Christmas to New Year's.
It's a long time from Christmas to New Year's, sweetheart, when you are not around. It seems as long as from June to December, sweetheart, when you are not around. Oh, what will I do? I can't go on without you. Oh, tell me, darling, please, without you, what will I do? It's a long time from Christmas to New Year, sweetheart, when you are not around.
This 1957 holiday single noted the Cameos as the artist. The label was also Cameo, hence one can quickly deduce this lone Cameo single was a vanity holiday offering from the label with the natural pairing of an Xmas and New Year's tune. The Cameos was a pseudonym for the Quadrelles, whom also moonlighted simultaneously as the Universals for the Mark X label. New Year's Eve.
Ba 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 ba.
Creators eventually became the Ad-Libs, best known for The Boy from New York City. Prior to that, about all that's remembered of the creators, not to be confused with the West Coast creators, was this seminal 1962 holiday offering on the Philips label. I'll Stay Home, New Year's Eve.
Blame.
The first Byrd group to fly into the Rock Hall of Fame was originally known as the Vibernaires, but hailing from Baltimore and having the Ravens' fame set the tone for bird handles, changing their name to the Orioles was natural selection. In 1949, the Orioles covered this 1947 Margaret Whiting original, which is likely the only New Year's themed hit in rock and rhythm. What are you doing New Year's Eve?
Maybe it's much too early in the game. Oh, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve. Wonder whose arms are holding you so tight. When it's exactly 12 o'clock at night, welcoming in a new year, New Year's Eve. Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose out of the thousand invitations you receive. Well, but just in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing New Year, New Year's Eve?
Oh, maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one that you chose out of the thousands invitations you receive.
Well, but just in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing New Year? New Year's Eve.
By 1953, Clyde McFadder had enough of Taskmaster Billy Ward and his totalitarian control of the Dominoes. So out with the old and in with the new being legend in the making, Sonny, aka Jackie Wilson. With Jackie in the revamped lineup, the Dominoes cut their lone holiday single for King in 1953 with this New Year's side, ringing in a brand new year.
At the stroke of midnight on that great holiday, gonna have a ball and that's not all. I'm gonna chase the blues away. I'll be
ringing in a brand new year.
Resolution
made. Listen, dear, won't you meet me here while I'm ringing in a brand new year?
Gonna ride a bubble, way up above the stars. Maybe while I twirl above the world, I'm gonna take a little trip to Mars. I'll be
ringing in a brand new year.
I'll be
ringing in a brand new year. While I'm ringing in a brand new year,
sailing down a
rainbow. I'll flirt with Lady Moon. If she breathes a sigh or waves her eye, well then I won't get back till June. I'll be
ringing in a brand new year.
I'll be
ringing in a brand new year. Gonna dance, gonna ramp, take a dance of romance while I'm ringing in a brand new year. Gonna be a big parade. Got my resolution made. Listen, dear, won't you meet me here? Listen, dear, won't you meet me here? Listen, dear, won't you meet me here? I'm ringing in a brand new year.
The Heartbeats will be best remembered for the gem A Thousand Miles Away, but before lead James Shepherd's habits broke the group apart, he attempted at least two Answer records before forming Shep and the Limelights, where a third Answer attempt, Daddy's Home, hit. But back to the Heartbeats and this lone 1957 New Year's offering on the G label, After New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve is over. I had a nice time. I'm with my baby now, and everything's fine. Did you have a ball on New Year's Eve?
Drummer Roy Milton and his Solid Senders offered up his resolution for Specialty in 1947. Although he was a catalyst behind Specialty's emergence as an independent giant, Milton left in 1955 as the new Little Richard usurped the old master. New Year's resolution.
Hey, Pops, what's the matter with you, man? Here it is New Year and you're sitting over there like you salted the world.
Yes, I'm salty. I've been misled, I've been mistreated, and I've been misused.
Boy, she really made a chunk out of you.
Yeah, but I made a New Year's resolution, and I'm really going to get her told.
What you going to tell her?
I tell you what I'm going to tell her. Get a load of this. I made my New Year's resolution. Tell you what I'm going to do. Just forget about the old year and the things we used to do. Going to take instead of giving, cause my lesson I've learned. Going to get the things I wanted and give nothing in return, cause I've changed my ways. and I don't care what you do. I've made my New Year's resolution, and baby, this time we're through. I'm gonna deal 'em from the bottom, ain't gonna play it fair at all. Please believe me, pretty baby, I'm gonna have myself a ball. Gonna give up my apartment, and you know they're hard to find. I don't want no last year's memories running through my weary mind, 'cause I've changed my way, and I don't care what you do. Yes, I've made my New Year's resolution, and baby, this time we're through. Living, you don't fit in my new plan, so you might as well forget it and go find another man, 'cause I've changed my way. Yes, I've changed my way. I've made my New Year's resolution, and baby, this time we're through.
You wouldn't think there'd be many ways to spell lightning, but for Sam Lightning Hopkins, you'd be wrong. Sometimes he had a G at the end, sometimes he didn't, and for his 1953 holiday single for Decca, an E was added to the spelling. Either way, it was rare for Hopkins to play with backing, but on this holiday single he did, and resulted in the best New Year's fretwork in rock and rhythm. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, ain't gonna worry me to death. This is a Happy New Year, ain't gonna worry me to death. Don't think about Christmas, 'cause Christmas just never left. Christmas gone and New Year's on his way. Yes, get it, boy. Don't stop for nothing now. Wear it out. I got a number, man. I got it for myself. I got it for myself. New Year done come and Christmas just never left. Play the wire right here, boy. Don't forget it now. Hear me good. Thank you. I wanna see. I ain't got nobody new yet to have with me.
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Aloysius Lilius. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to wmat@mail.com and visit JetMasters, that's two T's in Jet.com to learn more about the review. Excelsior number 536 is a puzzling little 78. Some pressings have Johnny Otis's Midnight at the Barrel House with Barrel House Stomp on the flip, while other pressings swap Midnight with this rare 1947 New Year's party favor. Happy New Year, baby.
Happy New Year, baby.
Happy New Year, nothing. The way you treated me last year wasn't nothing happy about it.
Yeah, baby, but that was last year. This year I'm turning over a new leaf.
I don't believe it.
You don't? Well, pick up on this, child. Happy New Year, baby. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year, baby. Happy New Year to you. Well, I made a resolution. I'm gonna keep the whole year through. I'm gonna give up chasing women, whiskey drinking too. Stop my ballyhooing, yeah! And mistreating you. Happy New Year, baby. Happy New Year to you. Yes, I want plenty loving from nobody else but you. I'm gonna give you all my money to buy the things you choose. I'll even steal and borrow and pawn my clothes and shoes to keep you happy, baby. Happy the whole year through. Cause I want plenty loving from nobody else but you. Sweet and pretty, I'll buy you a big brass bed. If I catch you cheating, I'll fill you full of lead. Happy New Year, baby. Happy New Year to you. Well, I want plenty loving from nobody else but you. That's what I mean.